Yeah, dude.
Good morning, everybody. It is the Plan B Morning Show, 7:38. Let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township. Got to spend the day with Specialite yesterday, man. It was an awesome time. Mm-hmm. If you missed anything, we had a great video on our Facebook page. Also, check out the podcast with Specialite, who is just doing awesome work and growing. And they want to grow with you, so check them out. Your topic for today: which group of snobs do you have the biggest problem with? Now, what we mean by that is we're not talking about I guess we could.
It could be one of them. But.
You know, it's a mixture of things. Let's start with Hunter's example, and you'll get a good idea of what we mean by which group of snobs you have the biggest problem with.
All right, I gotta explain this and kick this off carefully. All right, so let me start off by saying I have one, all right? And let me start off by saying I didn't buy one. I won one at a golf tournament. Let me establish that right off the bat. So I have experience with one, and I'm specifically talking about Yeti coolers. The Yetis. And I'm going to start off by saying this. If you have a Yeti, that's fine. I'm not judging. I'm not saying you're part of this, what I'm about to talk about. If you have a Yeti and you think it's God's gift to Earth, I am specifically talking to you, and you know who you are.
Oh, yeah.
That guy out there that loves talking about his Yeti. And let me explain something here. We'll go further into detail. There's a video out there, all right? A guy and his kid. They take a regular $50 Igloo cooler and a $450 Yeti cooler, and they cut them both in half, right down the middle, saw blade, split them open. Both of their jaws dropped. Same exact. The only difference is the plastic in the Yeti is a little bit thicker. Just a little bit thicker. And we're talking $400 thicker. Dude, it's unbelievable. Plastic, yeah. Okay, so let me finish by saying this. It's a nice cooler.
Yeah.
I have one. It's a beautiful cooler. It's great. It does. It keeps things cold like a cooler should, like every other cooler does. I get that. But if you're out there bragging and thinking you are God's gift to Earth because you have this Yeti and you spent so much money on it, you're a fool.
If you do this too, and you, instead of saying I'm gonna grab something out of the cooler, you say I'm gonna grab something out of the Yeti. I hate you. I hate you so much. It's like you realize you're not getting paid by Yeti to do that, right? Like you can just say I'm getting something out of my cooler.
Who are you trying to impress?
Yeah.
It's not like I went home and I was like, I went right to the wife. I'm like, John, this weekend had a Yeti. I'll tell you what, the ice was there all weekend. It was unbelievable.
You go to the wife, you just hit your knees. Baby, please don't leave me. John has a Yeti, and I'm sorry. He's more of a man than I am.
She's already got her stuff packed.
She's like,
she's already got it packed.
Look at you, you pathetic loser without a Yeti cooler. Yeah. I think you worded that perfectly. It's a nice cooler. It's the people that just go above and beyond. Like it's not, like know. They won't sit on a chair at a barbecue. They'll sit on their Yeti cooler so they can. It's a focal point. It's like cripes.
Dude, I watched a guy the other day with one of those Yeti mugs that you put around your cans. You know that screw together.
Yeah.
Dude, label out the whole time. The way he held his Yeti, it was label out the entire night. I pointed it out to a few people. I'm like, watch, when he picks it up, he's going to scoot the label up. Sure enough, I'm like, dude, I don't like that guy.
That son of a bitch, you Yeti son of a bitch. I hope a Yeti actually comes out of the mountains and rips you in half, you jerk. No, I'm right there with you. Now, I buy the styrofoam coolers, and that's all I need, you know?
You know what? And, hey, you know what? Was your beers warm? Were they warm?
No, they were fine.
No, they weren't. They were ice cold the whole time.
You know why people need Yeti coolers? Because they're too much of a pussy to drink their beer fast to keep it from getting warm. That's right. That's what I got for it. If you drink your beer faster, you pussy, you wouldn't need a Yeti to keep it cold for a week. How about that?
$450 for a cooler. So you know what you do? You buy that. No, you buy like 10 of those styrofoam coolers, and you spend like $445 on beer.
That's how it works. It's just simple math. You know? Great answer, Hunter. Great answer. That's a group of snobs you have a problem with. I am going to go down the fishing line Here's the thing is there's a lot of nice equipment out there. I get it. It's fantastic. You can buy all this nice Orvis stuff, and there's, you know, Abu Garcia and everything like that. What I can't stand is the fishing snobs that will point out lesser equipment in their mind to other fishermen. All right. Because there's nothing worse. And it's in all spectrums. It really is. And people either like this one brand and everything else is garbage. But it's just in general. Look, if I'm not using the same lure as you, if I'm not using the same fishing rod as you, if I'm not using the same reel or line or anything like that, that doesn't make my stuff any less better. There's nothing worse. And I think this, you can almost kind of do a broad sweep with this.
Look at this peasant.
Yeah, look at you, really? Oh, you should really, you should get this. You should, I shouldn't get or do anything. I'm just going to do what I want to do, what I'm comfortable with. Mm-hmm. And you can say that with anyone. You can say that with golfers and certain golf clubs. Like, oh, really? Look at your golf. Maybe like when someone gives me crap about my putter. How about that?
You know, like me, your 1902 putter.
No, to be
found
fair,
in the ground.
I should be made fun of for my putter. It's a disgrace.
Terrible,
it's
dude.
A disgrace. It's 105 years old. But yeah, so
he's got these nice Nike clubs, you know. And then he's got this.
So I'm gonna be more.
Ram.
Mine is fishing, but it's, I think any kind of name brand snobs out there is kind of what I get at. Is it's like, shut up. You don't have to have the. Everyone doesn't have to have the same stuff. Everyone doesn't have to.
Can
have
I
this.
Add one to that too? And you know, maybe my. My mind will change as I fish more because I'm relatively new to fishing. Is people not telling you where they fish?
Oh, like, no, yeah. That's a perfect,
that's
dude.
My that's, spot. I'm like, no, it's not your spot. You don't own that spot.
Unless you own a private lake or a pond, exactly. Mm-hmm. You don't own the water. You don't own the, it's nature, man. That's a great one. That takes mine to a whole new level. Yeah. Fishing spot snobs. And I get it, too. You don't want it overrun with people. But right. Here's the thing, though, is it doesn't matter. It's not your spot. It's not at all.
Dude, I'm one of your two friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, I got this great spot no one knows about. What, do you own it? No. It's out. Everyone can come to it, but I just don't tell people about it. It's like, shut up, you idiot.
You know, just take me with.
Because here's the thing, is that most of the people that are willing to go to that spot aren't just like the weekend warriors. They'll probably treat it right. Yeah, no, it's my secret spot. I'm not and Bitterman, if you're listening, we're talking about you, buddy.
Specifically.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Sam. Great.
He's a good fisherman. Yeah, damn it, dude. Yeah. Come on.
He sent me a picture the other day. And of course, it's not where he's at. It's just his cooler full of fish. And I'm like, you son of a.
You know what we do? You know what we do? We get him drunk and we steal his little black book of fishing spots.
His little map. That's the thing. He doesn't even. He's that kind of guy. Doesn't even tell me. It's just the worst. It's the worst. All right. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What group of snobs do you have the biggest problem with? We'll get your answer when we come back. Stick around.
Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 752, Brock Hunter.
Want to get nuts? Let's get nuts.
Your topic of the day brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. Which group of snobs do you have the biggest problem with? All right. That group of people, and we're not talking about like Grey Poupon people. I mean, it could be. Maybe you hate those kind of mustard snobs.
Yes.
Things like that. What group of snobs do you have the biggest problem with? Let's see. Kip said people who actually don't get bad service at a restaurant. So does he mean by that he always gets bad service and he doesn't like people who don't get bad service at restaurants?
That's pretty specific. Man, I guess I've never really.
Well, Kip,
this guy's really looking into things, dude.
Kip, I love you. You're a friend of the show, but I think that maybe means you're the problem. If you're always getting bad service at the restaurant.
Say it one more time. How do you explain it?
So the group of snobs he has the biggest problem with is people who actually don't get bad service at a restaurant. So people are like, oh, yeah, I get great service when I go to restaurants. Is that what he means?
He doesn't like people who get good service.
I think that's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Blake said anti-gamers. I like that. That's the group of snobs. So people who are like, oh, you spend all your time in front of a video game.
So what is that? Is that a wife or is that like your mom when you were growing up?
I mean, I think it could be anybody. You know, it would even go to those people like, I just don't get video games. I'd rather be outside. And it's like, well, yeah, outside is great, but there's nothing wrong with video games. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's like the anti-TV people. Like those people you run into were like, I don't own a TV, so I don't know what you're talking. It's like, shut up. All right, get out
of
here.
You know what those people are? You know, I don't look at you the same. Because you don't know a lot of things. Because you get a lot of information from TV and video games and internet. And
there's nothing wrong with sitting down and playing video games for a few hours. There's nothing wrong with that.
Dude, it's honestly good for your brain.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. The hand-eye coordination, the brain activity during playing video games is incredible.
Yeah. Don't be an anti-gamer. I'm not saying
12 hours at a time, you know, but. So you anti-gamers out there, you better shut up.
You better shut up. I'll sick Mario on your ass. let's see. Sadie said politics. Oh, yeah. No one should talk politics, all right? Just leave it be. And if you're one of those guys that thinks you know, guys or gals that thinks you know everything about politics, you don't. You have no idea. You're a moron.
Dude, I tune it out so fast. As soon as it's brought up, I'm just like, all right, I'm over here. See ya. Yeah. I don't even want... Let's not talk. Let's move on.
Right. Exactly. Because we're just going to get angry. I think Brian Reed must have had a brain injury because he said people who are critical of this great morning show. Are you okay, Brian? Are you okay?
Nobody is critical of this show ever.
How dare you say anything bad about it? Let's see. Mark said
It was real cool. It was like that girl we ran into in the market the other day. She's like, oh, I caught the show the other day. I'm like, oh, yeah, nice. She's like, I had my kids with me. I'm like,
sorry about that.
And then she just kind of rolled away, like strolled away. I'm like,
what does that mean?
What is
a passive aggressive comment about how
I know what that means.
It's not appropriate, okay? Mark said the group of snobs he can't stand is the ones that drive BMWs. BMWs, maybe Corvette guys. You know, if you're a diehard Corvette guy, I kind of
I don't know. See, it's hard because I've never had a Corvette. Have you? Maybe they're cool people.
I'm not saying they're bad cars. It's just if that becomes your identity, all right, let it go.
No, okay. Yeah. I got you.
Yeah. You know what? I was thinking of one, Hunter. I had one. A group of snobs that I have a huge problem with, and that is the beer snobs.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know, and in this day and age, which I'm going to preface this by saying, like, I don't hate craft beer. I don't hate people that enjoy craft beer. I don't enjoy I don't hate people that make craft beer. It's not that. What I hate is the beer snobs that turn their nose up to the fact that I have a 30 rack of Natty Light.
Oh, you're drinking that?
You know what? Shut the hell up.
You're not less of a man for drinking a light beer. You know what? I enjoy light beer.
Cheaper light beer. Just because you overpaid for your six pack of craft beer doesn't mean that it's better than my 30 rack of cheaper beer. What are you talking about?
I saw a four pack of craft beer at the store the other day for $22.
$22. If you buy that, you're not good with your money. Okay. You're not good with finances. I've enjoyed craft beers, many craft beers. I just hate that. And it's become almost a problem.
It's become for me. You know what it's become for me? A lot of like the sushi people. It's like, I'm not a big fan of the craft. Well, you just haven't had the right craft beer. You got to try this one and then this one. And then every time I'm like, no, it's dark. It's thick. It's heavy. I just can't do it, guys.
Yeah.
You haven't tried the right one, though. Shut up.
Yeah.
Sushi people, too.
Your beer is not better than mine. Just because you got a man bun and you're wearing Birkenstocks doesn't mean that your beer is better than my beer.
Dude, I will hacky sack with you the whole night. You know, just... Let me enjoy my light beer.
Hey, you know, here's the other funny thing that I've always run into at every party I've gone to. What happens is the craft beer drinkers, the hoity-toity beer drinkers, will run out of their craft beer because they were only able to buy a six-pack because it cost a half a mortgage payment. And then what do? They bust into my cooler like, hey, can I have one of those? I'm out. I ran out.
Come on, man.
You know what
no,
I said?
No, you can't.
You're welcome to it, buddy. Even though you came in here with your monocle on and your craft beer that has 900 calories per 12 ounces and you got to chew it, go ahead and have one of my gross beers that you were ripping on me for earlier. Yeah. You jerk.
You know what you do? You fill the one cooler up with the softest, fluffiest, lightest beer. And you just have that cooler specific for the people that run out of the craft. You know what? There you go.
Yeah, perfect.
There you go.
You jerk. I hope you choke on it. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show coming up. Deal.